Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2085, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 31st of October, 2019. Your readers on part one this week are me, Paddy Watkins, and
Kevin Ford.
So it's hello from us. Today we have for you, as usual, news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, and also some features which we hope will interest you. Also, the quarterly edition of Chatterround follows this weekly edition, so do stay listening. Once again, we have a new listener, so a warm welcome to John Pearson of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to our weekly edition, John. In our first batch of news items, we have a few anniversaries which are being celebrated. There's 60 years of Anglia Television, the centenary of the first council houses in Norwich, and, of course, the annual poppy appeal. But first, a dramatic rescue of a child from the river at Thorpe. And would you believe it, Norwich is apparently an unhappy place to live.
Witnesses have described the dramatic rescue of a child who fell into the River Yare. A small child, believed to be a girl, was rescued by emergency services after falling into the river from a boat near the Rushcutters Arms pub on the Yarmouth Road in Thorpe St Andrew. Two fire crews, police and paramedics from the East of England Ambulance all attended the scene. The child was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for further assessment and care. A 43-year-old woman, who did not want to be named, said she thought the family lived on Thorpe Island and had been crossing to shop when the child fell into the river. She added, "I didn't hear screams or anything, but I saw an emergency boat from around Thorpe Island." No further details have been released as to her current condition. Gemma Gray, a beauty therapist, said she'd never seen so many emergency vehicles. The 36-year-old added, "Out of nowhere, it was just carnage."
Norwich has been named in new research as one of the five unhappiest places in the country to live. According to Office of National Statistics, Norwich was placed in the bottom five in the country for quality of life and happiness. Norwich was placed alongside Worcester, Lincoln, South Ribble and Surrey Heath for the unhappiest places to live. On a scale of 0 to 10, residents were marked on key factors by surveyors such as their happiness and sense of worth in the city. Across the country, people were asked four well-being questions on how satisfied they were with their life nowadays. To what extent do they feel the things they do in their life are worthwhile? How happy did they feel? And how anxious they felt yesterday? Since 2011, the Office of National Statistics has asked the four questions to people aged 16 years and older to gain an understanding on how specific areas progress over time. The score was based on their personal well-being in the city, life satisfaction, the feeling that things are done in life that are worthwhile, happiness and anxiety, levelling out as an average score of 7.15 out of 10. In terms of happiness, Norwich scored 7.2 out of 10 and 7.6 out of 10 for its life satisfaction. Norwich also scored 7.6 for residents' sense of worth. However, residents said they were more anxious than in previous years, scoring a 3.2 out of 10.
Familiar faces from more than 40 years of television have gathered in Norwich to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Anglia TV. Anglia Television was launched in 1959 as an independent television channel and ran until 2002 when it was merged with other regional titles to create ITV1. Last Sunday marked the station's 60th anniversary, and to celebrate, more than 200 people who worked both in front and behind the TV cameras gathered in Norwich to swap memories, catch up and reminisce about their time at Anglia TV. Gerry Harrison, a football commentator who joined Anglia in 1969, said it was wonderful to catch up with former colleagues, but the reunion came with the reminder that not everyone was able to join the gathering. "It's good, but you remember the people who are not here. Anglia was like one big family. We all knew each other. There was a great deal of camaraderie."
As the country recovered from the First World War, demand for housing in working-class towns soared. In 1919, the government passed a law to address the need, pledging to build 500,000 homes in just 3 years. In Norwich, the first council home was built in October 1920 on Angel Road, closely followed by what would become one of the city's largest housing estates in Mile Cross. Built in the 1920s on land which cost £36,000 at the time, it was Norwich City Council's first major council housing project. Over the past century, Norwich City Council has added tens of thousands of properties to its housing stock through a combination of building and acquisition, a figure which now stands at 14,656. City Hall has recently enjoyed what is arguably its crowning achievement since its first property was built on Angel Road. Earlier this month, a council housing scheme in the Goldsmith Street area was named the country's best new building, winning the prestigious Stirling Prize for Architecture. To mark the centenary, Norwich City Council is set to plant 100 trees in a variety of locations across the city area. The planting will be carried out between November 2019 and March 2020 and will see a wave of specifically selected trees planted across 27 separate locations. There will also be a special flower bed on Golden Ball Street, and communities are being encouraged to hold their old street parties to mark the occasion over the next year.
Wear your poppy with pride as this year's appeal is launched. The Poppy Appeal in Norfolk has set a target of £850,000. Nationally, the Poppy Appeal is aiming to raise £50 million this year. The money raised will go towards the Royal British Legion's vital work, delivering lifelong support to service and ex-service personnel and their families through hardships, injuries and bereavements. The Lord Mayor for Norwich, Councillor Vaughan Thomas, and his wife, Councillor Vivian Thomas, join members of the British Legion to officially launch the Norfolk Poppy Appeal at City Hall in Norwich.